At Firestone Complete Auto Care, we hold our service to the highest standard. That's why we have thousands of ASE-certified technicians nationally. So don't wait any longer. Give us a call and book your next appointment today.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
9 people have been killed and 70 wounded following a Russian missile attack in the Ukrainian city of Kyiv. This is a day after US Vice President J.D. Vance delivered an ultimatum to both countries. And I'm joined now by Member of Parliament in Ukraine, Ines Suvsun. Good morning to you. First of all, can you tell us what's happening on the ground in Kyiv after that missile attack?
Good morning to you. Well, it was a very, very difficult night for all of us. I hardly slept over the last night because the drones started flying above the city at around midnight. I could actually hear a couple of times the drone flying over above the house where I live, which was terrifying experience, frankly speaking. And then we could hear multiple explosions. The first wave came at around 1:30 and then another one at around 4 in the morning. There were several hits in different parts of the city. We have seen, we have heard from friends and also on the news, the emergency cars driving all over the city in different parts of the city. So it was an immense attack. I think the whole city is terrified after everything that has happened and also are, well, deprived of sleep because I fell asleep at 6 in the morning because of all of that.
Of course, I'm sure it was incredibly frightening and very difficult for everyone in Ukraine and Kyiv. This is all, of course, against the backdrop of peace negotiations. Ukraine under increasing pressure from the US in particular to concede territory. Your reaction to I suppose, initially the pressure coming from the likes of J.D. Vance, what do you make of it?
Well, of course, I can't help but view all of those negotiations and the U.S. position in the light of what has happened over the last night.
At Firestone Complete Auto Care, we hold our service to the highest standard. That's why we have thousands of ASE-certified expert technicians nationally. So if you're looking for car service that's got your back on the road, choose the place that treats every car like their own and every customer like family. Don't wait any longer. Call your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and book your next appointment today.
And when the Americans are saying that they now understand the Russian position, but I wonder if they understand why they continue to launch missiles into the cities where people are living. So of course, it's very painful for all of us to see this change of position of the United States over the last couple of months. And we are terrified that with what they're proposing, with basically succumbing to Russia's interests, to Russia's positions. Yeah. And I do think that it's not just a threat to Ukraine, but also to the global world order as it is.
Okay. From a Ukrainian perspective, what are the sort of non-negotiables from your point of view of a potential ceasefire, do you think?
Well, I do think that anything that undermines our ability to protect ourselves is out of the table. So if the ceasefire suggests that Ukraine limits the size of the army or says that it will never join NATO, anything that is security related that undermines our ability to protect ourselves in the future, that's definitely something we are not willing to negotiate just because it wouldn't make sense to us at all.
And I suppose, how are the Ukrainian people viewing these ceasefire talks, these peace talks? I'm sure they want peace, but is it peace at any price that they want or no?
Look, I don't want peace that will lead to the situation where the new wave of war will erupt in a couple of months or in a couple of years from now. If it erupts in a couple of years from now, my son will be old enough to serve. And that is definitely something I want to avoid. And so do all the Ukrainians over here.
Okay. And maybe lastly, you, I'm sure, watched President Zelensky's visit to the US, to Washington, to the Oval Office, where he met with President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance. What was your reaction to what happened at that meeting?
Look, I should probably first say to our listeners that I'm a member of parliament from the opposition.
No, I'm aware.
I disagree with the president on multiple occasions and his team. But in that situation, he was attacked as my representative. He was attacked because he is the leader of the country that is the victim of the Russian aggression. And that was, of course, unacceptable and painful to watch. I just couldn't believe what I was seeing happening in the Oval. But that was definitely a sign of the new reality coming on all of us.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. Do stay safe as well, if you can, in Kyiv and in Ukraine. Our thoughts are with you. That is Member of Parliament from Ukraine, Ina Silvson.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.